We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? I felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So this was crazy. Outside Detroit, in suburban Detroit area, on, say, a Monday, as far as anyone knew, there was no dog flu. By Wednesday or Thursday of that week, it was everywhere. How does that happen? We'll talk about how an outbreak can occur so quickly, and more importantly, what to do to prevent it. I mean, really, it's all about prevention, right? And it's all about supporting our pets, even at home. So we talked to Dr. Marty Becker last week, and I said, no, Dr. Becker, we need more of you. I want to talk about this fear-free initiative, which really begins in all of our homes. And he will explain why. So first of all, this initiative is about, and originally was created, to lower fear, anxiety, and stress of pets when they go see the veterinarian. I mean, many of our cats, most of them, are terrified. And you take out the carrier and the cat's already in the next county. So what can we do to help lower that anxiety at home? And sometimes dogs, we don't even understand that they're anxious, and they are. How can that be? How could I stand here and say that? Even in our homes? We'll talk with Dr. Becker, and he will explain what I'm talking about, or at least try to decipher what I'm talking about. A couple of weeks ago, one of the airlines made an announcement and said, as these airlines, I understand they're struggling to deal with a problem. And the problem is people are trying to cheat the system. People are saying, I've got a comfort dog. I don't even know what that means, but I've got one because I don't want to pay $100 for the dog to travel on the plane. I get that. Or they don't want the dog to travel in cargo if it's a larger dog. I get that as well. But they're coming up with all these explanations for how that dog can travel. But other people do have, and I'd argue most people, have legitimate service dogs or assistance dogs or guide dogs. And the airline, this one airline, said, well, if your dog is a pit bull, or if we think your dog is a pit bull, who decides this at the airline anyway, if that dog is a pit bull? I don't know. But if they said that, then the dog can't go on the plane. Well, how can that be? So we're going to talk with someone who actually has an assistance dog who happens to be a dog you'd look at and say that dog is a pit bull. All of that, and most importantly, you, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. Have questions about your pet's behavior, dog or cat? I could do birds. I can do lizards. 866-554-7387. Well, maybe not a Komodo dragon, but I doubt many of you have one of those as a pet. 866-554-7387. I am here to answer your questions. Norma in Illinois. Hello, what's going on?
Well, I have a 7-month-old dog, and I cannot get her house broke. I'm 80 years old, so I can't go break her to go outside. I have training pads down.
Mm-hmm.
She will just ignore them. She goes wherever she wants.
She does, doesn't she?
Yes. She jumps on it. It's very bad with her jumping, and, of course, she's still at that stage of biting.
Oh, my. Well, how old?
She's 7 months old.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't be at that stage of biting at this point so much. Jumping is not a good habit. What kind of dog is this?
The mother is a Shih Tzu, and the daddy is a poodle.
So it's a Shih Tzu poodle.
Well, my granddaughters gave her to me for my 80th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, but what you really need to do is, if you can't go to a training class yourself, bring in a trainer who can help you with some of the behavior aspects of what's going on with your dog. Now, about house training, the good news is it can be done. It takes some consistency. Now, are you able to literally go outside with your dog on a leash?
Yes.
So here's what we want you to do. I want you to take out your dog, April, out on a leash to the same place all the time. If April goes outside, if April succeeds, give April an amazing treat, like cut up little tiny, and I mean tiny, pieces of small, very small pieces of hot dog in advance, so you have them.
Okay.
And give her a little tiny, tiny piece if she succeeds in going, and praise her big time. Tell her what an amazing girl she is for going potty outside. If she doesn't do it, though, bring her back in the house on leash. Keep the leash on so she cannot go off into a corner and go potty when you're not looking, wherever she wants. If she begins to go in the house, say, no, April, that's not right, and bring her back outside as quickly as you can and have her finish her business outside. And be consistent. And in the morning is when you'll succeed the most, because that's when April's got to go at some point. And take her out as often. The nice thing about being home is you can take her out as often as you possibly can, for starters. We want as much success outside as we possibly can have. You don't have to be outside for an hour with her. If she doesn't go and she's not interested in sniffing, well, maybe she really doesn't have to go, and then bring her back inside. Control the water, and I don't mean cut off her water, but use some common sense there, and know that if she's had a lot of water after playing, she probably does need to go out. If she hasn't and she just went out, well, you have a couple of hours. But take her out as frequently as you can and try to the best of your ability to set her up for success. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. April like little squeaky toys?
Yes, she does.
We're going to send April an Air Kong squeaky toy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Norma. Our telephone number is 866-554-7387. That's one way to reach me, but you can also find me between programs on Facebook. Just look for my fan page under Pages on Facebook. Type in my name. I have a couple of Instagram accounts as well. The most important isn't about me so much. One is in part about me. That's important. But the other one that's more important is about animal behavior. And that's Steve Dale's Pet World. And you can find that on Instagram. Coming up next, the conversation about what just happened in Michigan regarding the dog flu and how this could happen or not near you. We'll tell you how you might be able to avoid all of what happened in Michigan where you live next.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So when the dog flu hits and there's an actual outbreak in a community, we're not only talking about all those dogs being sickened, but we're talking about the community being affected in other ways as well. For example, in Detroit, veterinarians, this is true, and this happened recently, veterinarians weren't even carrying the vaccine for dog flu. Crazy, huh? But veterinarians mostly thought, well, we don't see any dog flu. So for starters, they didn't even have the vaccine available when the flu unexpectedly hit. The boarding and daycare facilities were not requiring the vaccine for dog flu because they weren't even thinking about it. And also because the veterinarians weren't carrying it. And because clients, people who have dogs, would say, well, I'm not going to pay for that. There's no dog flu here. So they were not prepared. The pet owners, the dog owners, were saying dog flu. Well, if they were savvy enough, knew that it happened previously in Ohio, in Indiana, states close to where you are in Michigan, and certainly in Chicago, not too far away from the Detroit area, but never there. So why would I need to worry? And many hadn't even heard of the dog flu. Now, all of that sort of feeling is going on, and at the same time, the dog flu doesn't care. The virus doesn't care if people are prepared or not. So here's what happens. The virus, for whatever, you know, it's easy enough to happen. Dog flu is everywhere in America, and people travel with their pets. So who knows what dog brought the dog flu in first? Could have been any dog, but now there it is. And it spread easily, really easily, more easily than the human flu for a variety of reasons. First of all, it's a completely novel virus, the one going on now, called H3N2. There's no previous exposure or therefore immunity to the virus. So any dog exposed will get the virus. But 20% of those dogs, they get the virus, but they don't get sick. And there's no way to know that those dogs are carrying the virus and spreading the virus. They're just as contagious as dogs that actually are sneezing and coughing. And I would argue, in a sense, more contagious because they seem fine. They're out and about everywhere. And they are fine. That's good for them. But they help to spread the flu as well. So you've got those two concurrent things going on with dogs that are not vaccinated because there was no vaccine in the community for the most part. So now what do you do? And what happened was that businesses, daycare facilities, and boarding facilities were totally unprepared. So not only did lots of dogs get sick, and we don't know how many dogs died. In general, 2 to 5% die of dog flu. Now that percent may be lowering a little bit as veterinarians better understand how to treat dog flu. But nevertheless, a percent of dogs, even though it's a low percent, if it's your dog, do you really care if it's a low percent? So you've got dogs that are very sick, some needing hospitalization, some not so sick, and then there's that 20% that don't even get sick, but the flu is everywhere. And now the boarding kennels and the daycare facilities say, we have to close because we're overwhelmed with flu in our facility. Well, they suffer a lot because insurance, as I understand it, will pay, if they even have it, for natural events that occur, like up that way, I guess it would be tornadoes, maybe floods, in other places in America, hurricanes perhaps, or fires. But they don't pay for voluntary closing. And the only way to get yourself righted, if you're such a facility, is to close down, clean up, and wait for the flu to get out of the area, which means a couple of weeks. All of that, friends, no matter where you live, can be avoided. And now, at least some of those daycare operators in the Detroit area, here's what they're saying. They're saying, if you have a daycare facility or a boarding facility, I don't care where you are in America, you need to encourage vaccination for dog flu before it arrives, which makes sense, right? And same thing if you're a pet owner. I'm telling you, if you're a dog owner, good idea to at least talk to your veterinarian about the dog flu vaccine before it arrives. Because once it arrives, it's there, and your dog may be exposed very quickly. The other issue is that a booster is required. So your dog can go, even if your dog gets vaccinated today, and if there's dog flu where you live, it's going to be 3 weeks or so until your dog is fully protected, because it isn't until 3 weeks later that your dog can get a booster. So your dog has to stay in and away from other dogs for then a total of at least 3 weeks. Again, best thing to do, talk to your veterinarian about vaccination. Coming up next, the conversation with dogs that look like, well, we call them pit bulls. But are they really? Well, they're not. But they're service dogs, legitimate service dogs. Can they be? And if so, do people have a legal or, for that matter, moral right to say, well, that service dog can't go somewhere where any other service dog can go, which is pretty much everywhere? Is that right? Does that make any sense? All of that next.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, there are several programs all over America just like this, and I love this one. It's done right. Sarah Bragg is the director of Pets and Vets with ARF. That's the Tony La Russa Animal Rescue Foundation. Tony La Russa, meaning the baseball Tony La Russa, who is an animal lover so much so that he began this organization in the St. Louis area. Well, I don't know how many years ago, but ARF has been around for quite a number of years, Sarah.
Yes. Yeah, 27 years.
That's quite a number of years. You know, I love these programs because we're talking about a record number of U.S. war heroes coming back from overseas with brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome or a combination of both those things. And it turns out having a dog
can really help.
That's right. We've seen it help in a number of ways. So our program adopts dogs out, matches them with veterans as emotional support animals, and then we provide the structure and the training for the veterans themselves to train their dogs to become their skilled service animals.
So you said structure. So I've talked to a number of the veterans who have had dogs over the years, and they say that the structure this program provides in of itself is helpful. Having a dog there is helpful in ways, maybe you can, Sarah, I can't even, and no one I know has been able to articulate exactly why that dog makes a difference, but these dogs open up a window into life at a pace that it seems appropriate for the individual veteran. So it varies from veteran to veteran. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it seems to happen overnight somehow. And these dogs make an enormous difference. And at the same time, what we have not talked about is you're saving animal lives as well.
Absolutely. So our mission is kind of a unique dual mission. We rescue animals, but we also believe that animals have a healing power to rescue people right back, people who are in need of love and companionship. They're very non-judgmental partners, and they do open something up in people, and especially in veterans, especially when they're isolated from the world and coming to training class, in addition to just all of the therapeutic benefits that they provide at home, coming to training class gets them out of the house, you know, provides the structure, a place for them to go where they can learn to communicate with their dogs and solve problems and work towards those skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're adopting a dog out, there's another space for another dog that wasn't previously there. So you're saving, in a sense, by my very poor math, two dogs.
Two dogs and a human life as well.
Yeah, which is quite incredible. And I don't want to discount the human life thing. So here's just one example of some data I happen to know. So the suicide rate is 10 times greater for veterans that come back with PTSD. 10 times greater than the average population. They get a dog, and now that suicide rate is back at the level of the U.S. population. So that's just one example.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Dogs can do so much for us, and they really provide for the veterans. You know, just a reminder that someone's there for them.
Well, and someone who's there consistently, you said non-judgmental. So the other thing is that just one more example, we don't have enough time for all the examples, that one of the symptoms of PTSD is nightmares. And they're very vivid, apparently. And having that dog there, not making any judgment, and that dog will be there in the middle of the night to just reach over and pet is helpful. And veterans have put it this way when they're out and about, when they're walking through a neighborhood or whatever it is, taking their dog for a walk, that they say, my dog always has my back. And they don't mean a protection dog so much, I don't believe, but that dog is consistent in the way the dog's responses, and that the dog is always there.
Well, they are very in tune with their veterans. And actually, when you mentioned nightmares, that's one of the skills that we teach in the program, is for the dogs to wake veterans from their nightmare in a way that is going to make them feel safe.
Yeah, an amazing program. To learn more about it, where can people go?
Well, right now we're working on something with Purina. We've partnered with Dog Chow Brand, and they're helping us raise money to expand the program. So you can watch a great video that Dog Chow put together with BuzzFeed at their website at dogchow.com/service. In addition, they've put out specially marked bags of Dog Chow food, and a dollar from each one of those video shares and each one of those sales goes to support and expand the Pets and Vets program at ARF.
I love it. Thank you so much for everything you do, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. 800-563-0393. That's 800-563-0393.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Dave in Pennsylvania, you are on the radio. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's happening with you? I understand you have a problem that'll make me tired even.
Well, I have a black lab. He's a male, around 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he sleeps a lot. It just concerns me because... Like in the past year or so, he's been sleeping quite a bit. I took him to the vet, and they said, oh, he was fine, but I'm wondering why he's sleeping so much.
Yeah, so the question I have, first of all, is how much is too much, and was this change a sudden change?
No, it's not been sudden.
Mm-hmm.
It's been over the course of some time, probably over a year anyhow.
Okay. Know? Well, 9 years old, you know, for a lab, we're not talking elderly, but we are talking older. First of all, I'd go back to the veterinarian at some point soon and say, unless your veterinarian has done this, and you can even do it by phone, and say, have you taken a complete blood panel, and have you looked very carefully at his thyroid?
Oh, thyroid.
Mm-hmm. Because this is indicative of, to me anyway, potentially of hypothyroid disease. That's one possibility. But the other possibility is that there just isn't anything to do. So what happens as we get older, people too, without something to do, we kind of languish there. So think now of someone who is far older than you, sir, someone who might be even not elderly, just even 60 years old, who just retired from their job.
Yeah.
And they've got nothing to do all day, every day. And you call them at 12 noon, and they're just waking up from a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still working. And you say, what the heck? Who takes a nap in the middle of the day? But they've got nothing better to do. So it could be that this dog, your dog, just hasn't enough going on in his life.
Okay.
So I would say try enriching the environment and see if that helps. So what you can do is leave randomly food in food puzzles or toys that the dog has to roll around or move about in such a way to get the food or treats, you start with treats, that's more motivating, out of these puzzles. Now, it's not like real aerobic exercise, but it's brain aerobics, which incidentally is a good thing for your dog, just like doing crossword puzzles is a good thing for us as we age. And there's some thinking and even some research that indicates maybe this could delay an onset of cognitive dysfunction problems in people as well as in dogs. Dogs are no different in that regard. Also, do more with your dog based on your schedule. So I wonder if the family schedule over that same course of time that you say your dog has been sleeping more hasn't independently been more busy. And maybe that's not the case, but maybe that is the case and you're spending more time doing other things. Or maybe it all began in the winter. You're in a place that's potentially cold enough. Last winter it was. And maybe it all, if you think about it, began then when your dog wasn't doing a whole lot. Here's what happens in dogs, and same thing in people, really. As you exercise more, you need more exercise. You want to exercise more. And your metabolism actually changes. Your brain chemistry actually changes. As you exercise less, which might be the boat I'm in personally, unfortunately, these days. But as you exercise less, and this is the same with dogs, you don't crave as much exercise. So if I have a dog that's kind of this really high-energy dog that is accustomed to going out every day on a five-mile hike, and I go on vacation, dog sitter comes in, even lives with my dog, and she goes around the block a couple times with that dog's going to be like, ah, I want more. Come on, you're crazy. This isn't enough. Because that is what that dog is accustomed to. So it could be that your dog has, for whatever combination of reasons, assuming there is no medical explanation, gotten accustomed to just doing nothing, really. Now, the other thing that I'd ask about beside thyroid is undiagnosed arthritis. So I don't know the weight of your dog. Labradors do tend to get heavier around their middles as they age.
He's 91 pounds.
That's a lot. Okay, it is really important we get that weight off. My guess is that arthritis is playing at least some, if not a significant role in what's going on. So to get the weight off, what you want to do is talk to your veterinarian about diet, about appropriate weight loss diet. I'm assuming your veterinarian might have hinted at that discussion. The other thing I would talk about is cutting out table snacks, if there are any involved.
No, he gets
okay,
none of
that's
that.
Fine. Right. And slowly increasing the amount of exercise your dog gets.
Okay.
So if your leash walks now don't exist, begin them and go for a block. If they do exist and you go for a block, go for two blocks. Gradually, and that's an important word to use here, build it up.
Okay.
If your veterinarian, and this is important, thinks your dog is currently in pain, has some arthritis, I'd do some x-rays to see, then what I would do is consider pain relief, at least for a short period of time. And if nothing else, glucosamine chondroitin, there are some other products that can be used as well to kind of take the edge off the pain so your dog can tolerate a bit more exercise.
Well, right. Thank you very, very much.
Our email question of the week is coming up next. Sometimes you think it's a house training issue, and this, I'll tell you, I'm reading the email. Seems like a house training issue, but maybe it's not a house training issue. And this happens more often than you may think, and I'll explain all of that. You can email your questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net, and I'll read this question, house training or not, next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark.
Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand.
Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I love these programs, and there are more of them now in America, where you have these dogs at animal shelters languishing at times in shelters. Some find a home, but let's be real here, some do not. So how can we save more of these dogs? And someone had the idea years ago. Well, they could be paired with people who need a dog. Our veterans that are coming back, our war heroes that are coming back, our soldiers that are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. For not everyone, but for a lot of these people, dogs can help them a whole lot. Maybe even save their lives in some cases because of the suicide rate being 10 times what it is for a typical American. Compared to an average American, it is that high of these soldiers coming back. So suicide is a real possibility. With a dog, that suicide rate is the same exact thing that it is for the general population. So it really does make a difference. And at the same time, we're saving potentially a dog's life, right? By pulling that dog out of the shelter. But what's more, we're making space in the shelter for another dog. I mean, this is just such a wonderful program when it's done right. And there are many organizations doing it right. And we will talk next week with a representative of one of those organizations who happens to be a former U.S. veteran.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
The tick population is growing, and it's not just something to think about if you're out in the suburbs or in the country. Veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden says ticks are invading the big city, too.
In fact, most urban centers today have tick issues because A Wildlife was a publication came out a couple of years ago where they were able to find the tick that carries Lyme disease in almost every city park in Metro Chicago.
So remember, just because a deer isn't walking through your backyard doesn't mean you don't need to protect your dog from the threat of ticks. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, our 16-month-old miniature dachshund is housebroken. I hate that term. What does that mean, housebroken? Does that mean the dog breaks the house? I like house trained better, but anyway, let me continue. Our 16-month-old miniature dachshund is housebroken. If we keep her in the kennel, left to roam free, she'll chew on the bottoms of doors or the woodwork when we're gone. But caging her bothers us. She never chews on things or has accidents except when we're not home. So maybe the dog isn't housebroken. What can we do to correct the problem? Well, it sounds like this dog actually, the problem isn't house training so much. If this dog is never having accidents when people are around, I don't believe that house training is probably the issue. And the very fact that this dog is done chewing on doors tells me that the dog probably is anxious when you're not there. Now, it could be this dog was just never taught to be left to be home alone and trusted. But more likely, this dog has some extent of separation distress going on. So what can you do with these dogs with separation distress? And, you know, you're right, crating the dog isn't always the answer. In fact, sometimes dogs with separation distress or separation anxiety actually become worse if they're confined to a crate. So what do you do? Well, I can't give you a complete answer to that. You do need to talk to your veterinarian, because depending on the extent of the separation anxiety. So I could tell you a few things. First of all, get a camera. See what your dog is doing. And there are a variety of these cameras that are now available online. Pick one, choose one, set it up, and you can see what's happening when you're not home. That would be the first thing, because you want to show the veterinarian, your veterinarian, what's going on. Secondly, possibly medication is the right thing. Now, I can tell you one easy thing you can do right now, an Adaptil collar. Adaptil is a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs keep more comfortable in their own environment. I talk about it all the time. That is a no-brainer. Will that in itself solve the problem? Well, depending on the extent of the problem, probably not in this instance. But it's a start. So what you want to do is you want to show your veterinarian a video of what's going on, and probably your veterinarian's going to say, we need some Reconcile. That's a product that's out and available now. It's available by prescription only. That is for dogs with separation anxiety. Or we need to do something maybe not quite to that extent, or we need to do a combination of different things. And also there's behavior modification that can help. So here's one tip. These dogs are Velcro dogs, right? So teaching them some independence, to do downstay in another room or sit stay in another room for just a couple of minutes is helpful. And they get so excited. I know all our dogs get excited when we come home. These dogs seem to be hyper excited. So ignoring the dog for a couple of minutes until the dog calms down, you say hello to the dog and the dog goes crazy all over again. And then ignore the dog until the dog calms down. All your dog wants to do is have you say hello, and the dog wants to say hello to you. I understand that. But these dogs are so attached to us, and too much so if that's possible. So we want to lessen that by, when we come home, wait until the dog is calm and relaxed, then say hello. And over time, it won't happen overnight, but over time, that dog won't be as excited, because the dog will learn the only way I get a hello is if I'm relatively calm. These are some things you could do to help dogs with separation anxiety. But you know what? Diabetes is not diagnosed just based on, I think my dog's thirsty, my dog must be diabetic because my dog's thirsty a lot. Which, incidentally, thirst is one sign of diabetes in dogs. But a dog being thirsty can be a lot of things, right? So we need a veterinarian. Same thing. We need a veterinarian, in my opinion, to actually diagnose this, just as you would diagnose diabetes or kidney disease or heart disease or anything else going on with our dogs. And then you kind of go from there with a plan. And separation distress or separation anxiety, it can be extreme, it can be not as extreme, it can be somewhere in the middle, and that plan varies depending on what that video I talked about looks like. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. So last week on the show, we talked about lowering fear, anxiety, and stress in veterinary clinics. Hugely important, but it all begins in our homes. What? It all begins with us? How can that be? Dr. Marty Becker will be here to tell us how that can, and not only how that can be, how that is next.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I love this, and all of us love our pets. I mean, there isn't, I don't believe, anyone listening to this radio show who doesn't care about and want the best for their pets. But what we think is the best isn't always the best, Dr. Marty Becker. For example, we are overfeeding our pets a bit, and in doing so, we're killing them with love. We love them. We want them to eat. We want them to be happy, and they're eating, and they're eating, and they're eating, and at the same time, they've become a bit brain dead. We have unemployed dogs and cats who do not have a job either. So to me, these are important issues, and what you're saying is this does make a difference, and now we have information for all of you who have pets.
You know, when you think about a pet, they have athletic bodies. They have this genetic exuberance, you know, herding dogs herd and pointers point and setters set and retrievers retrieve. And they all back are basically were hunting in some manner. So they had to detect, pursue, apprehend, kill, compete with a pack, and then eat, at least for
they
dogs.
They all had a job to do.
So what we've done now, to be born retired, kind of as you said, to be unemployed is not good for them physically and it's not good for them emotionally. So it's really neat to see really the whole kind of universe of people looking at pets is now looking at emotional well-being. You know, I'll be 64 years old. We never had Head Start. We never had Baby Einstein. We never had all these things now. And you see on the human side how they're looking at early childhood learning. They're looking at how nutrition affects them. And these pets, although they're like little tubby time bombs taking away their health, and when you open that, you know, that treat drop all the time and their tail wags the heart, it lifts alternate back legs off the ground and gives you this kind of enjoyment.
Sure.
You're really one little drip at a time really impacting the quality of their health. It affects their mobility. It affects their joints. And this boredom, like you spoke of earlier, you know, boredom kills. The boredom ends up to be a lot of behavior problems end up a lot of pets relinquished. And I can honestly say at Almost Heaven Ranch, we have dogs and cats and horses. All of our animals are at their ideal body weight. So I practice what we preach. We don't use food bowls. We use food dispensing devices.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit, too. So cats, as we talked about dogs, cats are born to hunt. They're hardwired to pounce on things. Pouncing on food in a dish, and I'm not talking about what we feed our pets as much as how we feed, and now cats in particular.
So it's funny about thinking about feeding pets. We want to feed their body and feed their mind. Yes, we want high-quality nutrition. Most people way overpay for pet food, by the way. Probably the biggest waste, I think, in pet care. So they shortchange the veterinary side in thinking they feed these super high-priced premium foods, which doesn't do anything. I got to get that out there because that's the truth. But just to think about everybody when they get a new pet, thinks got to get a food bowl, got to get a water bowl, got to get an ID tag, got to get a toy, maybe we'll get a bed for it. And they don't realize now that there's ways to actually activate the hunt in the home in a non-lethal way. Their brains, if you had a little, you know, electrodes hooked up to it or could see in there, it comes alive with them. And what I get a kick out of, and Steve, I guarantee you've heard this on your radio show, people say, my dog is so smart. They figured that out so fast. And some dogs are earnest and some dogs are Einstein. There's actually food dispensing devices for every level.
There are, and I think we should. If it were up to me, we'd be banning food bowls. It would be against the law. You're shaking your head, yes. Mm-hmm. So what a part of what Fear-Free Happy Homes is about is telling us about these sorts of topics. And yeah, having experts, absolute experts. So the other problem is Dr. Google. So you go to some of these websites, and what you're reading may be great, but maybe not so much.
One of the things that's good about Fear-Free Happy Homes is we have 217 experts currently. There's most of the board of veterinary behaviorists in the world. There's experts from Duke and Columbia and MIT. There's Temple Grandin, who's incredibly gifted. There's medical experts. There's experts in animal handling. There's experts in nutrition. So really you're having the current best thinking with the very best minds. Here we are recording this at the world's largest veterinary conference. The very people that we're going to listen to in these conference rooms are the ones that are bringing you this authentic information. And it's kind of neat to see us. I don't know how many years you've been involved, Steve, probably 40 years with pets or more, mm-hmm. and to see us going beyond just high-tech veterinary care to high touch, where state-of-the-art meets state of the heart. And now, as so many of us look at emotional well-being, we do it with our own pets. You know, we had to start using food dispensing devices. We had to start using solutions for thunderstorm phobias.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you have. FearFreeHappyHomes.com, and you will have a fear-free, happy home. Dr. Becker, thank you.
Thank you.
Next week, a program called Pets and Vets.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business,
call BizTalk Radio.